Today's scripture reading is from 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 8 to 23. The worship leader will read this first in English, then it will be read in Cantonese.
今日的经文在《列王记下》第6章第8到第23节，我们先用英文来读，然后用广东话一起来读。
Verse 8. When the king of Aram was at war with Israel, he would confer with his officers and say, "We will mobilize our forces at such and such a place." But immediately Elijah, the man of God, would warn the king of Israel, "Do not go near that place, for the Arameans are planning to mobilize their troops there." So the king of Israel would send word to the place indicated by the man of God. Time and again, Elijah warned the king so that he would be on alert there. The king of Aram became very upset over this. He called his officers together and demanded, "Which of you is the traitor? Who has been informing the king of Israel of my plans?" "It's not us, my lord the king," one of the officers replied. "Elijah, the prophet in Israel, tells the king of Israel even the words you speak in the privacy of your bedroom." "Go and find out where he is," the king commanded, "so I can send troops to seize him." And the report came back, "Elijah is at Dothan." So one night, the king of Aram sent a great army with many chariots and horses to surround the city. When the servant of the man of God got up early the next morning and went outside, there were troops, horses, and chariots everywhere. "Oh, sir, what will we do now?" the young man cried to Elijah. "Don't be afraid," Elijah told them, "for there are more on our side than on theirs." Then Elijah prayed, "O Lord, open his eyes and let him see." The Lord opened the young man's eyes, and when he looked up, he saw that the hillside around Elijah was filled with horses and chariots of fire. As the Aramean army advanced toward him, Elijah prayed, "O Lord, please make them blind." So the Lord struck them with blindness, as Elijah had asked. Then Elijah went out and told them, "You have come the wrong way. This isn't the right city. Follow me and I will take you to the man you're looking for." And he led them to the city of Samaria. As soon as they had entered Samaria, Elijah prayed, "O Lord, now open their eyes and let them see." So the Lord opened their eyes and they discovered that they were in the middle of Samaria. When the king of Israel saw them, he shouted to Elijah, "My father, what should I kill them? Should I kill them?" "Of course not," Elijah replied. "Do we kill prisoners of war? Give them food and drink and send them home again to their master." So the king made a great feast for them and then sent them home to their master. After that, the Aramean raiders stayed away from the land of Israel.
列王记下第6章第8节开始。 亚兰王与以色列人相见，和他的臣仆相议说：“我要在某处某处安营。”神人打发人去见以色列王说：“你要谨慎，不要从某处经过，因为亚兰人从那里下来了。”以色列王差人去窥探神人所告诉、所警戒他的地方，就防备未受其害，不止一两次。 亚兰人因这事心里惊疑，叫了神仆来对他们说：“我们这里有谁帮助以色列王？你们不指给我么？”有一个神仆说：“我主我王，无人帮助他，只有以色列中的先知以利沙，将王在我房所说的话告诉以色列王了。” 王说：“你们去探他在哪里，我好打发人去捉拿他。”有人告诉王说：“他在多丹。”王就打发车马和大军往那里去。夜间到了，围困那城。神人的仆人听早起来出去，看见居马军车围困了城。仆人对神人说：“哀哉，我主啊！ 我们怎样行才好呢？”神人说：“不要惧怕，与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。”以利沙祷告说：“耶和华啊，求你开这少年人的眼目， จีท่านังฮอนกินเยาวะห้อยท่าได้งานหมกท่าจะฮอนกินหมุนชันเยาวโฟเทฟโฟมาไหวยิวยีเลยสัตเตยันฮาโดยีเลยซาหนาเลยยีเลยซาถูกโกเยาวะชิเขาเลยจีเจเจยันได้งานหมกฟันใหม่เยาวะเจ้าจิวยีเลยซาได้ว่าจีท่าหมุนได้งานหมกฟันใหม่ยีเลยซา对他们说这不是哪道也不是哪城你们跟我去我必领你们到那寻找的人那里于是领他们到了撒玛利亚他们信了撒玛利亚以利沙祷告说耶和华求你开这些人的眼目以他们能看见耶和华开他们的眼目他们就看见了不料已在撒玛利亚的城中以色列王叫了他们就问以利沙说我父啊我可以击杀他们吗回答说不可击杀他们就你用刀用弓掳来的岂可击杀他们吗当在他们面前接摆饮食使他们吃喝回到他们的主人那里王就为他们预备了许多食物他们吃喝完了打发他们回到他们主人那里同指亚兰军不再犯以色列境了
May God bless the hearers and readers of his words.
愿神祝福读的和听他话语的人
Today's message is a continuation of Pastor Wilson's message on spiritual awareness.
今天的题目主要全讲的信息是继续讲的灵性的警觉
The delusion of self-sufficiency, as we said last time, is at the heart of our spiritual blindness.
我上个星期讲到一样嘢，当人一个对自己嘅错觉，以为自己可以自功自给嘅时候，就成为咗呢个属灵上边一个嘅盲目嘅核心所在。
All of us at one time or another say, "I know, and I see best."
很多人说啊，我知啊，我亦都好清楚、好明白呢一切嘅事。
We go on and say, "I can do life. I've shown that through the years."
但系我亦都喺咁多年嚟睇到啊，我生命上边每一样嘢我都搞得掂。
My perspective on how life ought to be and ought to be lived is the right one.
我对我嘅人生嘅观念啊，我觉得啊系。
When we say that, that's the heart of spiritual blindness.
当你咁样讲嘅时候，呢个就系我哋今日要所讲嘅属灵嘅盲点。
And we're all affected by that kind of faulty thinking.
好多时候我都会被呢个嘅错误嘅谂法影响到我哋。
And it causes us to dismiss what God says concerning our living and miss.How we ought to live.
亦都影响到我哋当神嗰讲嘅说话唔在意嘅时候，好多时候就会影响到我哋点样过我哋嘅生活。
Now, as we've just read 2 Kings 6, our faulty perspective on life distorts reality.
我哋刚才喺呢个嘅列王记下嘅第六章，我哋睇到呢段经文，就系讲到。怎么样这个在人生创上面一个错谬的看法影响到我们明白到事实是怎样。
And when we're deceived in thinking about life in that way, it causes us to not see things as they really are.
因为我们被这个错误的看法的影响，我们很多时候看很多事情就看不到真实那一面。
What then is the way to a resolution to that dilemma that we all face?
咁我哋对于我哋要面对呢个问题，我哋有咩嘅方法去解决咧？
Well, we said last time that it's suffering that destroys the illusion.
咁上个星期我哋讲到话苦难令到我哋将呢个嘅错谬去粉碎。
Therefore, we concluded in general. suffering is one of the ways out of spiritual blindness.
咁所以我哋亦都可以大概嘅做一个结论，就话呢个嘅苦难系帮我哋去走出呢个属灵上面嘅盲目。
We can say that because Christians have the ability to see God is present even when he seems not to be answering us.
因为基督徒好多时候都有呢个嘅能力虽然神喺呢一刻系唔系应允紧或者系答允紧我哋嘅祷告，但我都依然相信神嘅同在。
When we really realize that spiritual truth, that's one of the marks of having spiritual sight.
当我哋系明白到呢个属灵嘅事实嘅时候，就即是话喺属灵上边，我哋唔系盲目嘅。
Now, in the context of our text, 2 Kings 6, Israel.People of God are at war with the Syrians.
咁我今日讲嘅呢一段经文讲到就话呢个嘅以色列人同呢个嘅叙利亚嘅亚兰系打紧仗。
The enemy army has come for Elijah, the prophet of God, to stop Elijah from foretelling, from foreseeing the battle plans of the king of Aram.
咁呢个经文就讲到话敌人嘅军队想嚟捉拿呢个以利沙，令到佢唔可以话俾以色列王听究竟佢哋全盘嘅计划系点样样。
And fear, big fear, is ready to overcome Elisha's servant.
咁同时之间，以利沙嘅仆人系俾呢一切系所吓到。
I hope you see the context. It's very important. It's a dire situation because they're surrounded by the Syrian or Aram soldiers.
我哋睇到就话当时嘅情况非常之险恶因为以利沙同嘅仆人被呢个千千万万呢个叙利亚亚兰嘅军队去围困。
And Elisha's servant thinks there's no hope, no hope at all for him to survive this terror that's before them.
对于以利沙的仆人来讲，他们是没有办法可以逃出这一切。
And as you read that narrative, you'll realize suffering gets our attention. Suffering gets our attention in life.
在这一段的经文里面，我们看到就是苦难卒之去找住了我们的注意力。
We become desperate.
当我们有需要的时候，
And so what do we do when we're desperate?
咁当我哋有需要，我哋喺困难之中嘅时候，我哋会做啲咩嘢呢？
Even non-believers do this as the airplane is going down, ready to crash.
咁你想象下，就算一个未信嘅人坐喺架飞机，架飞机就嚟会呢个嘅坠机啦，咁佢哋会做咩呢？
As the text makes clear in verse 17, you pray.That's what we said last time. That's one of the solutions. You pray.
咁正如喺第十七节所讲吓，好多时候喺到危急嘅关头，人去祷告。
And Elijah's servant came to see spiritual reality through intercession.
咁我睇到就系话呢个以利沙仆人睇到，当佢哋去求或者系有人帮佢代求嘅时候，佢卒之睇到呢个属灵嘅现实。
As the narrative text says, he saw the Syrian army. He thought he had seen all there was to see.
咁佢睇到就话佢睇到咗所有叙利亚嘅军队。
That's why Elisha's servant is afraid.
就系因为佢见到满山有火车火马围绕以利沙嘅时候，所以以利沙嘅仆人就害怕。
But he didn't see the whole picture. He didn't see the other half.
但是他以利沙仆人只能够看到整幅图画的一半。
And so Elisha, the prophet of God, prays to the Lord that the Lord would change Elisha's servant's perspective.
咁所以以利沙去向神祷告，求神去帮助他的仆人看到了整个的图画，整个的事实。
Let me read verse 17 to you once again.O Lord, please open his eyes that he may see. And God answered the prophet's prayer. So the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
在第十七节他这样说，以利沙祷告说，耶和华，求你开这少年人的眼目，使他能看见。耶和华开他的眼目，他就看见满山有火车、火马围绕以利沙。
What did the servant see?
个仆人看到什么呢？
In answer to the prophet's prayer, he saw an army of mighty angels dressed for battle.
他看到就说神的天使神的天君是准备去作战。
That's a result of Elisha's prayer.
这个就是以利沙的祷告之后的结果。
The horses and the chariots were there all along.
其实根本神的天君天兵一直由头到尾都是陪伴着他们。
In order for the servant to see them in a way that Elisha saw them,His eyes had to be opened by the power of the Holy Spirit.
唯有神的圣灵的力量，只是使到以利沙的仆人可以看到神的天军、天兵与他们同在。
And the moment a believer falls on his knees, falls on his face before the triune God, you enter the heavenly courts. The heavenly courts where there are hosts of holy angels.
唯有当信的人他们跪在这个三一神的面前向神祷告的时候他只能够进入到神的殿宇看到他们能够看到一切。
Anyone who wants to pull back the earthly veil and to catch a glimpse of spirituality must pray as Elisha prayed.
我们唯有好像以利沙这样祷告的时候只可以将这个地上这个围着地上的这个的帐幕去挪开，让我们可以窥见这个天国是怎么样。
Are you doing that?
今天你和我是不是这样做呢？
Are you praying, Oh Lord, please open, open my eyes?
主啊，你今天可不可以开我的眼睛？你是不是这样向神祷告呢？
When you're desperate, when you're wondering, where is God? Is God real? Then Pray, O Lord, open my eyes.
今日当你系喺你最需要嘅时候，将你喺最危迫嘅时候，你系咪对神讲：主啊，求你开我双眼呢？
This is how spiritual warfare is waged and won.
呢个就系属灵嘅战争，系咁样样去打，亦都系我哋咁样样去赢取属灵嘅战争。
If only we have eyes to see.
唯有当我们的眼能够看见。
God sends his angels when his people pray, and when he does, apparent defeat turns into certain victory.
当人去向神求的时候，人可以得到神所给的那个胜利。
Now, there are other ways also to gain spiritual awareness besides suffering and prayer, and we'll mention a few more shortly.
我们会很快讲了除了是这个的苦难除了祈祷之外还有其他的方法可以去打破我们属灵的盲目。
But before we do that, let me ask you, why? Why do we need spiritual sight?
为什么我们需要这个属灵的眼睛呢?
Well, I have it on slide 2 for you. Not only are we blind to the depth of our sin, which we saw last time, we're also blind to the beauty.Of God's grace.
因为当我们是属灵上面盲目的时候，不单止我们看不到我们的罪，我们也看不到神的恩典的美丽。
As God struck the Syrian soldiers with blindness, look at what happens in the text.
当你看下第十八节到二十节的时候，当神去击打这个的叙利亚的军队的时候，
Their enemy, Israel,Elisha, who's the prophet of God, of the God of Israel, he meets them on the road.
他是这个的,这个的以色列,这个叙利亚军队的军人,他们眼目上面昏迷,而令到以利沙和他们在这个的路上面去遇见。
And Elisha says to them, you're not going to the right place.
他说你去错了地方哦。
And Elisha leads them to Samaria, the stronghold of the kingdom of Israel.
而以利沙将他带到去这个撒玛利亚，撒玛利亚就是以色列国最坚固的城。
Again, Samaria is the capital.
撒玛利亚就是以色列的首都。
Do you see the comical scene here? The army, the enemy army, the Syrians, have been ravishing Israel, and they're being led into Samaria, the center of their enemy's stronghold.
这个情形他有什么特别的地方，就说这个叙利亚军队一直在侵略以色列，而神竟然将这个撒玛利亚的军队带入去以色列的首都。
You see, they can't see straight. It's almost as if this is a comical scene.
他们这个叙利亚的军队因为眼目昏迷的缘故，被神带入以色列人的坚固的城里面。
And notice what happens next. The king of Israel is really excited. He's acting like a little kid in a candy store.
这个以色列的王就很开心了，那些敌人来到了。
He's saying, wow, look at this. I have the enemy. Our enemies right before me, and they can't see.
他说，真是好了，我最不喜欢的敌人今天来到我的面前，而他们是什么都看不到。
And did you notice what he says?
你有没有留意他说什么呢？
In Hebrew, when you repeat things, and this is what the king does, he repeats things, shall I kill them? Shall I kill them? Shall I kill them? That's showing great emotional excitement in Hebrew.
你看到这个，当在这个圣经里面一些章节重复很多次的时候，你看到就说当时的以色列王，他很兴奋，他说我可以击败他们吗？我可以击败他们吗？我可以击败他们吗？
You see that doubling of the Hebrew idiom? You know, that he's really excited. He's like, can I kill them? Can I kill? Can I kill? Can I kill? Can I kill? Lord, please, please, please.
这个以色列的王很开心，就不停地问，我父啊，我可以击败他们吗？可以击败他们吗？可以击败他们吗？
But notice what the prophet of God, Elisha, says, no.
但是以利沙说，不可击败他们。
Elisha stands as their advocate, their mediator.
而以利沙竟然去为这个叙利亚的军队去说话。
He stands before them as their savior.
这个以利沙去为到这个叙利亚军队，作为他们救他们的人。
This army of enemies deserves to die. Because they have committed war crimes against Israel. They've been ruthless to the Israelites, even to the women and children. And what does Elisha do to these guilty soldiers?
但是以利沙对这些做了这么多战争罪犯、罪行的叙利亚的军队，讲些什么呢？
He displays to them God's radical grace.
他对于叙利亚的军队显示出神那个独特的这个恩典。
And that very grace, by the way, changes. Do you see that? Changes their lives. And they go off. And the soldiers from Syria stop raiding Israel after that. They stop.
从此之后，他们就离开了以色列，不再去侵略。
Do you see how shocking, stunning, how powerful God's grace is?
你看不看到在这段经文里面，神其实他做的事情是多独特，是多极端的呢？
And the people of God couldn't believe it.
神的子民不可以相信这件事。
It takes the Holy Spirit to have you understand and love the gospel of sheer grace.
唯有当神系嘅圣灵与你同在嘅时候，你只可以睇到咗神呢个恩典吓嗰个嘅透明。
This just doesn't happen in 2 Kings 6. Look at the Apostle Paul in the New Testament.
喺呢个嘅新约圣经里边，使徒保罗亦都讲过咁嘅说话。
The Apostle Paul was a Pharisee, a religious zealot.
佢讲到就话系一个嘅当时里边呢个嘅保罗系一个嘅宗教嘅狂热者亦都系一个法利赛人。
He understood you have to obey the law, which is true.
保罗觉得呢个嘅遵随呢个嘅律法系最重要嘅，亦都系正确嘅。
Paul, as a religious zealot, a Pharisee, understood God is holy and you need to be holy. That's true.
佢保罗亦都明白到神系圣洁所以人亦都系圣洁。佢咁样谂，亦都系啱嘅。
God was righteous and you needed to be righteous. That's absolutely right.
佢亦都觉得神系公义，所以人要需要公义。保罗咁样谂，亦都系啱嘅。
But prior to his conversion experience on the road to Damascus, meeting the risen Christ, Paul has no concept at all, no concept of salvation by grace alone.
但是直至到在大马色的路上，保罗遇见神之前，保罗完全明白什么叫做凭这个的恩典得救。
And that's the reason why Paul, as you'll see on slide 3, writes this in Philippians 3:9.
在这个的腓立比书第三章第九节那里这样讲。
And be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith.
在这个腓立比书三章九节他这样讲。并且得义在神里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，那是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
What is Paul saying there? What did he understand finally?
咁呢度保罗究竟佢明白咗啲咩嘢，写咗咩嘢出嚟咧
？Without the Holy Spirit, you can understand. I need to be a good person, or God wants me to be a good person.
佢話喺呢個未有聖靈嘅幫助之前，我只能夠去明白到人要去做好。
But without the Holy Spirit of God, you can't have spiritual sight to see the sin in you, the depth of sin in you.
但係冇咗屬靈呢個嘅眼光嘅時候，我哋睇唔到我哋自身呢個罪嘅何等嘅浩大。
Only the Holy Spirit gives you what Paul was able to proclaim in Philippians 3.
亦都唯有你有属灵嘅眼光嘅时候，我只能够去睇到保罗喺呢个嘅腓立比书第三章所宣称嘅事。
The gospel, Jesus Christ, was astounding to Paul.
呢个神嘅福音对于神嘅福音对于呢个保罗嚟讲系非常之重要，系一个好伟大嘅信息。
He was amazed that salvation is by grace.
佢卒之为到呢个因为恩典呢个救恩嘅恩典，佢而好诧异。
Are you likewise amazed by God's grace? Have you been awakened spiritually to this?Reality?
今日在你的属灵的信仰上面，你有没有为到神这个得救的恩典你很诧异呢？你今日在你的属灵的生命上面，你是不是醒觉呢？
Last century, Dr. David Martin Lloyd-Jones was a prominent medical doctor who became a great British preacher.
在上世纪里面，一位很出名的医生，后来变成了一个牧师，一个传道人，就是钟马田博士。
And he used to say the following concerning knowing that your spiritual eyes have been opened.
对于钟马田来讲，他讲了这番说话，他就说当你是这样的情形的时候，你就知道你属灵的眼是被打开了。
I'll paraphrase what he said. The gospel, the doctrine of justification by faith alone, means that we're justified before God just by what Jesus Christ did.
他说因为耶稣基督为我们所做的事的缘故，所以今日我们可以因信而去称义。
Of course, that's pointing to the cross. We receive that by faith.
就是这个在耶稣基督在十字架上面所成就的事，我们凭信能够得到。
We're not justified by our works.
我们不是因为我们所做的事能够被神去称义。
We're not justified before God by our moral record.
亦都不是因为我们道德的，所做的所有道德的事能够称义。
He says one of the ways he knows a person is not just a nice person, but a person whose eyes have been opened is that they can't get enough of this doctrine of justification by faith.
当我们讲到因信称义的时候，我就讲到一个人，佢唔单止系一个好嘅人，而一个人佢嘅眼光系被神被呢个因信称义嘅道理去打开咗，而去觉得呢个道理对佢哋系非常之重要。
And Lloyd-Jones continues, all they want to do is to hear about that truth, about that doctrine.
他说对于这些明白到这个道理，对于这些眼光被打开的人，他们只是想知道更加多些关于这个道理。It's
an endless source of joy and fascination to the believer.
是一个无尽的一个喜乐，也是一个对于这个喜乐的泉源是无尽的一个憧憬。
Are you seeing that?
今天你有没有看到呢?
The beauty of grace is not something you can take in without the Holy Spirit's help.
唯有圣灵帮助你的时候，你今天只可以看到了这个恩典的美丽，你有没有看到呢?
Maybe you're saying to yourself today, oh yeah, I heard the doctrine of justification by faith.
我听过了。
Yet you ignore it. You reject it.
你听过了。 但你是不是拒绝了它呢?
Even those of you who think you believe it, you don't really believe it.
就算今天你把口说我信，我信，但你究竟有没有信呢?
Unless the Holy Spirit opens your eyes, and that extremely important doctrine becomes the most wonderful thing you ever heard, you're still spiritually blind.
除非你真系俾呢个嘅属灵，俾呢个嘅圣灵去打动你，打开个眼睛。如果唔系，你今日都系依然系一个未信嘅人。Spiritually
blind people are blind to the depth of their sin.
呢个属灵盲目嘅人就话佢对于佢哋嘅罪系唔明白，系完全唔理解到。They're
blind to the beauty of God's grace.
他们都对于神这个恩典的美丽，他们也都看不到。They
don't see how desperate they are for a Savior.
他们看不到他们对于一个拯救他们的神是多么重要。As
you'll see on slide 4, you're also blind to blindness.
但亦都有一样东西就说，其实你对于盲目，盲这件事，你也都是看不到。
Jesus talked about it.
耶稣曾经讲过,
and one of the ways you know you're blind to spiritual reality is you don't think you are.
当人家说你是属灵上面盲目的时候，你会说我不是啊。
If you don't think you're blind to spirituality, you are blind to spirituality today.
当你跟人家说你在属灵上面，你不是盲目的时候，其实你在属灵上面。
That's proof that you're spiritually blind.
就看到就说在属灵上面你是盲的。
Most self-centered people have no idea that they're self-centered.
一个很自我的人，他们不会承认，也都不明白，其实自己是一个自我的人。
The least self-centered people actually have a pretty good sense that they're self-centered.
当一个人不是那么自我的时候，他们知道自己是一个自我的人。That's
the way it works.
这个就是其实个事实就是这样。
If you say, I can't see right, I'm spiritually blind, your sight is clearing up. It's becoming clear.
其实当你同人讲话，我喺属灵上边系昏迷、睇唔清楚嘅时候，其实你系知道自己属灵上边系有呢个盲点。
And so there you have it. There's the condition, and there's the gift.
呢个就系神所俾佢哋一个嘅礼物。
And so, how do you get this gift of spiritual sight?
咁我点样样就可以得到呢、这个啊属灵上边一个眼目清明嘅一个嘅礼物咧？
How does the condition get healed?
我点样样可以唔再喺属灵上边系昏迷咧
？Well, we've already mentioned suffering is key, and suffering leads to prayer. What else?
我之前讲到话苦难系一个方法，祈祷亦都系解决属灵昏迷盲点嘅方法。仲有冇其他咧
？As you'll see on slide 5, you also have to be aware.That the healing comes in stages.
咁我哋喺呢个嘅以弗所书第一章里边睇到呢个嘅啊治疗嘅过程系分成好多嘅步。
Recognize the fact that there is a spiritual healing of your sight that brings you to see the depth of your sin.
系我哋睇到就话有啊一步一步嘅过程，帮助我哋能够得到医治。
It's the gospel of grace that brings you to Christ and brings you to salvation.
是这个的救恩的恩典将我们带回到神的面前。
The Apostle Paul in Ephesians 1 writes to a group of Christians.
在这个的以弗所书第一章保罗对一群的基督徒讲过这一番的说话。
And you'll see verse 18 before you on the screen.
在第18页在你的电脑版的前面。
I pray.That the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And as you'll see on our next slide, what does that mean?
咁我喺下一个嘅上面睇到，究竟系咩意思咧
？What Paul's trying to say is, you see enough to be saved, but your spiritual sight needs to be constantly improving because it's not very good.
佢话你今日能够睇到睇到足够令你得救，咁好好啦。但是你都需要经常的去令到你属灵的眼睛是有进步。
The Apostle Paul saying Ephesians 1 that we're all very near-sighted.
简单点来讲我们属灵上面很多时候我们很多人都是大近视。
Even the best, most mature Christian is spiritually near-sighted.
就算一些成熟的基督徒其实他们在属灵上面都是近视的。
And spiritual blindness is healed in stages.
而属灵的盲目属灵的昏迷很多时候是分成很多步是得到医治。
It's not a once for all experience.
不是说一次过你医好了就医好了。
As mentioned already, one undergoes suffering.In the healing process.
咁我之前讲过苦难去系一个帮助我哋治疗嘅过程。
In fact, suffering is probably the key. It tends to be healed mostly. Spiritual blindness tends to be healed mostly by suffering.
好多时候属灵嘅盲目、属灵嘅昏迷，都可能因为苦难嘅缘故，让我哋逐啲睇到我哋自己嘅嘅不足，我哋嘅盲目。
Recall the example of Joseph in the Old Testament.
你有冇谂起喺呢个旧约圣经里边嘅约瑟咧
？Joseph lived centuries before Elijah.
系佢呢个以利沙好多好多世纪之前嘅一个嘅圣经人物。
Joseph's story in Genesis is about a self-absorbed, prideful young teen.
在这个约瑟初初在圣经出现的时候是一个骄傲是一个自我的年轻人。
And he went to see his brothers who were tending sheep in a field outside of Dothan.
咁佢有一次，其实佢就嚟到今日呢个以利沙所在嘅多丹嘅地方去揾佢嘅兄弟。
And if you're familiar with the story of Joseph, you know that he was his dad's favorite son.
如果你记得圣经所讲，约瑟是最得到雅各的宠爱。
He was favored. He was treated better than his brothers.
雅各对于约瑟对他好的程度是他很多哥哥加埋都及不上。
Of course, that didn't go well with his siblings.
咁令到佢嘅哥哥好不满。
And one day the brothers cornered Joseph and trapped him in a pit where he couldn't get out.
咁有一次，啲哥哥将佢拱咗去呢个嘅一个洞嘅里边。
And his brothers eventually sold Joseph to foreign traders for 20 pieces of silver.
咁佢啲哥哥最后将佢二十嘅两银去将约瑟卖咗去。
And those Midianite traders brought Joseph to Egypt away from his father.
咁呢个嘅米甸嘅商人将约瑟卖咗去埃及，远离咗佢嘅父亲。
That's a lot of suffering.
你谂下，当你被卖系一个好大嘅痛楚。
And likewise, in 2 Kings 6, Elijah's servant is terrified. He's suffering. The armies of Syria surrounding him. He's in terror.
同时之间在这个的列王记下的第六章以利沙的仆人也都是因为这个叙利亚的军队围困他们而大大的恐惧。
And as we've mentioned already, Elisha comforts his servant by praying for him. Oh Lord, please keep open his eyes.
咁以利沙去用这个祈祷去安慰他的仆人，去跟他说，他说你要去求神去帮助他，给他去看见。
And so Elisha comforts his servant with a vision of angels.
所以令到以利沙的仆人能够看到这个的天军、天兵。
Right, he saw on that mountain, that same mountain that Elisha and the servant are on, that the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around them. From the Lord.
看到满山里面有火车火马。
Of course, those warriors and horses are mysterious.
当然那些火车和火马都是一些很神秘很奇妙的事。
But nevertheless, according to the text, they're poised to bring victory for the prophet.
但是因为这些火车和火马令到这个神的仆人神的先知赢取极大的胜利。
Though as you'll see, if you read on in that narrative in 2 Kings 6, that the victory is done in a mysterious way.
你看到就说这个胜利是在一个很奇妙的方法赢回来。
The point is, in our text, Elijah's servant needed a larger worldview.
以利沙的仆人他需要一个更加宏观的世界观。
He needed to see things as God saw them.
他需要好像神一样去看这个万事和万物。
He needed to allow for more persons to be involved that he didn't initially see in the circumstances that he faced.
当他在开头他面对的情形的时候，他需要有其他的人去帮助他，其他的人去为他代求，好使他能够看见。
Or to put it another way, he needed to see that the physical conflict is only part of a spiritual conflict.
他需要看到就说在这个世界上面，不单止是有在世的一个的纷争，其实在背后有更加大属灵的纷争。
And that is true for us as well.
而今日在我们的情况是更加的重要。
Again, the context of verses 16 and 17 is chock full of fear, war, suffering.
在这个17、18、19节看到就是说，我们看到这个的战争，我们看到这个恐惧，看到这个苦难，是今日怎样样去紧紧去握住我们。
And in the case of Elijah and his servant, God delivers them.
但是这个神去将他们去拯救出来。
But notice in the example of Joseph, there's more of a prolonged suffering.
但是约瑟他要承受的苦难是更加的长。
Yet deliverance for Joseph would come eventually, and good would be brought forth from a bad situation.
但是因为这个约瑟短暂的一个的痛苦而带来了他的家人在将来这个的饥荒里面是得到了这个的拯救。
In Joseph's case, his family and the nations would be saved from the effects of a deadly famine.
咁而因为约瑟嘅呢个嘅嘅喺佢情形里面，佢嘅家人将来呢个以色列嘅民族都因为佢嘅缘故係从呢个饥荒里面得到拯救。
That would unfold or be revealed much later after Joseph's difficult situation, which involved tremendous suffering.
但是在约瑟的情况，他在将来要受到很多的痛苦反而就令到他 的故事是慢慢是被大家去看到最后的结果。
God's word, the scriptures urge you not to underestimate the difficulty of the struggle.
神的故事，神的话语去提醒到我们不要去睇小我哋今日眼前嘅挣扎。
You cannot overcome with just human resources alone. Paul makes that absolutely clear in Ephesians 6.
佢喺呢个嘅以弗所书第六章里边，佢话俾我哋听啊，我哋唔可以靠住人嘅能力、人嘅资源去解决。
And the reason is obvious, because you're not just fighting in this physical realm, there's a spiritual realm too.
他说我们今天要打的不单止是人的战争，其实背后是一个属灵的战争。
If you were just fighting in the physical realm, human beings, physical weapons might help you, might prevail.
可能人的武器在暂时会帮你去赢到这个人的战争。
Of course, God's will is decisive even in human warfare too.
咁喺人嘅战争里边，神嘅意志亦佢更加重要。
But the reality is, you're fighting beings in the spiritual realm as well. They are far, far more intelligent than you.
但系喺神嘅呢个嘅属灵嘅战争里边，佢嘅存在系更加重要。
They're stronger and more numerous than you are.
他比我们所能够想象的更加多，更加有力。
And they're exceedingly mysterious.
而他们的武器比我们想象之中是更加的神秘。
On the other hand, you should not overestimate the difficulty either.
但另一方面，我们也不可以是过分高估这个的困难。
Because as Elijah's servant finally realizes,There are angels fighting on your side.
因为正如好似以利沙嘅仆人睇到神嘅天兵天马，其实已经一早喺你嘅身边。
And the spiritual weapons that the apostle Paul spells out in Ephesians 6 are sufficient for you.
佢话正如喺呢个嘅以弗所书所讲，神嘅武器，神嘅能力，佢系足够嘅。
I have this on slide 8, Ephesians 6, 13 to 17. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
喺以弗所书第六章十三到十七节咁讲，佢话所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切患难站立得住。所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。此外又拿着信德当作盾牌，可以灭绝那恶者一切的火箭，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
Again, don't underestimate and don't overestimate your situation.
对于你目前的情况，你不可以高估，也不可以低估。
You should not base either our hopes or our fears on the empirical situation alone.
我哋对于我哋目前嘅情况，唔可以净系靠住我哋自己个人嘅盼望，或者净系靠住因为你嘅恐惧而去决定一切嘅嘢。
You know, today especially we're inundated with news media and opinion makers in our culture that seem to think that the most important issues are political.
好似正如今日我哋嘅世代，因为好多嘅传媒影响到我哋对好多事情嘅睇法。
And then, what's secondly important, they tell us is entertainment.
而另一样嘢就话呢个娱乐系我哋生活上边第二大嘅需要。
But the Holy Scriptures say otherwise.
但系圣经唔系咁样讲。
The really decisive issues of human life.According to the Bible, are ethical and spiritual.
但是对于在这个的圣经告诉我们听，人最大一件事就是在我们的道德和我们属灵上面，这两个字是我们生命上面最重要的事。
And it is the religious and ethical equipment that God gives us that will prevail over the hosts of evil.
而唯有靠住喺道德上边，系咪宗教上边，神所俾我哋嘅武器，我只可以能够去抵挡呢个嘅恶者。
You know, to our non-spiritual sight, we can look there and say, "Well, in Genesis, Joseph was in trouble."
如果我哋喺唔系一个属灵嘅层面上边，我哋睇约瑟，我话啊，约瑟佢今日喺好大嘅苦难里边。
We can look at 2 Kings 6 and say Elijah was in trouble.
如果睇翻呢个嘅《列王记下》第二章第六节，以利沙喺呢个嘅困难里边。
And as we read their stories, we can say God came through for Elijah with our non-spiritual eyes, and then we can conclude God did not come through with Joseph.
咁如果我哋唔係带住属灵嘅眼睛去睇嘅时候，我就话啊，以利沙好快神救咗佢，但神就唔去救呢个约瑟。
But you know, if you know the story, of both Joseph and Elijah, you know that's not true.
但如果你同我都知道呢个唔係个事实，亦都唔係个结果。
If Joseph had been immediately delivered,He wouldn't have gone through the terrible suffering of year after year after year of imprisonment and slavery.
如果约瑟一早系俾神救咗嘅时候，佢就唔会去经历佢之后好多年坐监啊为奴嘅痛楚。
If Joseph didn't suffer like that, he never would have risen up in power to become the second in command in the powerful nation of Israel of Egypt.
但是他不是去受这么多苦的时候，最终他不会在这个埃及那里成为在这个法老之下去管治埃及的人。
And God would not have used him to save Egypt from famine.
神亦都不会用埃及去救这个埃，亦都不会用约瑟去救这个埃及从这个的饥荒之中去走出来。
Joseph would have not.If he didn't suffer, save his own family.
约瑟亦都唔可以救佢嘅家人。
He never himself would have been redeemed from his own sin.
佢亦都系唔可以从佢嘅罪里边去得救。
I hope you see that. Bad things happen to you, just like they did to Joseph.
我哋嘅人生里边嘅经历会遇到唔好嘅事，正如约瑟遇到唔好嘅事。
But that's what Joseph needed to wake him up spiritually, to give him spiritual sight.
就是因为佢嘅苦难，令到约瑟喺佢嘅盲目之中去醒觉出嚟，亦都喺佢盲目之中，佢能够打开佢嘅眼睛。
We've already seen what the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 3, that you need to pray that the eyes of your hearts would be enlightened.
我哋喺呢个嘅以弗所书第三章，我哋睇到保罗讲到话，我哋点样需要我哋嘅喺心里边属灵嘅眼光被打开，被光照。
And you and I need to pray that because our hearts need to grasp how wide, how high the breadth and depth of the love of God is.
你同我都需要神嘅光照，让我哋明白到神嘅爱系何等嘅长阔同埋高深。
And so your spiritual sight starts to clear up when you pray.
当你咁样去祈祷嘅时候，你就喺呢个属灵嘅昏迷之中去醒觉过嚟。
When you pray, things that upset you are put into proper perspective.
当一啲嘅事情去骚扰你，一啲令你唔开心嘅事，经过祈祷之后，你能够去认定每一件事发生嘅始末原因。
Yet, as we all know, what happens throughout the day as our circumstances unfold? We forget the gospel.
但好多时候，当我哋经历咗呢啲嘅事情，会唔会令到我哋忘记咗呢个福音呢？
Because your spiritual sight is something you're always fighting to clarify.
因为你同我都需要每一日去打呢一场嘅仗，去让我哋喺属灵上边系能够明亮清楚。
That's why the Apostle Paul urges you to pray unceasingly throughout your day.
所以呢个嘅使徒去提醒我哋每时每刻每一天，我哋需要不住嘅祷告。
Because you need to constantly ask the Holy Spirit to help you see by faith.
我哋需要求呢个圣灵帮我哋凭信去睇得见。
It happens in stages.
是一步一步地发生。
It happens very often through the worst things that happen to us in life.
很多时候在我们最困难的时候，我们才会看得清楚。
We get cured of our spiritual blindness through prayer.
我们凭这个的祈祷去解决我们属灵上面的昏迷，我们的盲目。
Let me ask you why.Why were these soldiers in 2 Kings 6, the enemies of Israel, saved? They didn't deserve to be saved. Why?
我想问一个问题，就话神点解要去拯救喺呢个嘅历代志列王记下第六章里边嗰啲嘅军人呢？
Those Aram soldiers were people who were doing terrible things.
呢啲系一啲好残忍嘅亚兰嘅军队。
They're not innocent. They committed war crimes. Why?Why should they be just let go?
神点解会去容让呢啲满手血腥嘅人去得到拯救呢？
The king of Israel must have been pretty upset. Elijah said, "No, let them go."
你可以想象下以色列王当听到以利沙叫佢唔好去屠杀呢啲嘅人嘅时候，佢嘅失望。
The king must have been saying to himself, "Elijah, what are you doing?Why are you acting as a mediator?
他说你有没有搞错啊？你去为到这些亚兰的军人去代求？
Why are you acting like a savior?
为什么你去拯救他们呢？
How can you let the enemy soldiers off the hook?
为什么你去放走他们呢？
These men deserve to die.
这些军人应该去受死。
No.Elijah says, prepare a feast for them.
但是以利沙去为他们代求，去放走他们。
A a feast of God's grace that changes their very lives.
神嘅恩典将佢哋嘅生命去改变。
Because what happens at the end of the narrative?
因为喺我哋今日读经嘅经呢段经文最后有咩事发生呢？
They no longer go out and pillage the Israelite towns and villages. They change.
23节里边佢讲到亚兰嘅军人，佢哋有呢个改变，唔再去犯以色列嘅境。
And let me ask you then, why can that happen to you and I too today?
其实今日你同我都同样得到咗呢一样嘅嘢。
Why can we get that kind of grace?
点解今日你同我都能够有呢个神所俾嘅恩典呢？
Well, centuries later, there was also a bunch of soldiers who also were trying to capture a prophet and kill him.
几个世纪之后，有一群嘅军队都同样想去捉一个嘅先知，想去杀咗佢。
But this person was the greatest prophet.
系呢个世上最伟大嘅先知。
And those soldiers came to the greatest prophet in the Garden of Gethsemane.
佢哋喺客西马尼园里边揾到呢一个嘅先知。
And the prophet also knew he was surrounded by legions of angels and chariots of fire.
呢个先知好清楚知道神嘅天兵天军系围绕住佢。
But the greatest prophet Jesus does not call down the angels and the chariots of fire to destroy those who are trying to kill him.
但系呢个嘅先知冇叫到天兵同天军落嚟救佢。
In fact, Jesus says to Peter, "Put your sword away."
当呢个保罗啊，当呢个嘅彼得想攞出佢嘅剑嘅时候，耶稣基督叫佢将佢嘅剑去拎走。
Do you think, as Jesus told Peter, the Father God could not send 12 legions of angels to destroy them?
耶稣同彼得讲，你话你唔知道我天上嘅父其实可以将呢个天军同天兵送落嚟去救我咩？
But how would the scriptures then be fulfilled?
咁但系当神唔咁样做嘅时候，佢就可以将喺呢个圣经上面嘅预言可以实现咗。
All the other deliverers, prophets, people in the Bible who were recipients of God's grace were able to get God's grace.
唯有当咁样做嘅时候，神嘅拯救就可以临到呢个先知，临到喺圣经上边每一个人，佢能够得到呢个恩典。
And that's because their sin was put on Jesus.
因为耶稣基督去背起佢哋所有嘅罪。
You see, it's Jesus who is executed, so we don't have to be executed.
耶稣为到我哋嘅缘故去被宰杀。
It's Jesus who is plunged into the darkness.
耶稣基督被迎进呢个嘅黑暗嘅里边。
And darkness came down on him on the cross, right, when he died.
呢个嘅黑暗亦都系临到耶稣基督上边。
When Jesus was on the cross, during the daytime, it was like it was pitch black, dark.
耶稣基督受死嘅时候系呢个嘅正午，但系当时呢个黑暗临到大地。
And that's because Jesus was cast into darkness so that you can be brought into his marvelous light.
当耶稣基督被迎进呢个黑暗里边嘅时候，你同我就可以进入一个光明嘅永生。
You see, Jesus took your place on the cursed cross. He took your punishment.
耶稣基督攞咗你同我应该配得嘅惩罚。
So that you could get the feast that you don't deserve.
好似今有一日，我哋可以能够同神喺呢个筵席上边去有喺神嘅筵席上边有份。
Will you ask him today for this gift of spiritual sight?
你今日会唔会去求神俾你喺属灵上边系清明呢？
Maybe you're saying to yourself now, or maybe you haven't been paying attention or haven't been listening well. I really don't get it.
或者你说啊，我不明白，我不知道。
Well, then ask God to reveal himself to you, to show you spiritual reality.
如果是的话，我都希望你去求神，去打开你的眼睛，求神向你显现，好使你看到属灵的现实。
Ask the Lord right now, open my eyes that I may see your marvelous deeds. Everybody, even those of you who are the most mature Christians, maybe you're struggling right now.
无论你今日信咗主几耐，可能你喺你属灵嘅路上边，你都依然喺度挣扎。
Maybe you're not seeing very well today in this climate of a pandemic and economic decline.
可能喺疫情喺呢个经济走下坡嘅情形里边，今日我都系睇得唔系好清楚。
Maybe you're afraid of darkness.
可能你好怕黑。
Then ask God to show you the light of his beauty.
让神能够向你显示，让你睇到神嘅荣美。
Maybe you're afraid. Maybe you're afraid. Maybe you're really weak spiritually.
可能你属灵上边好软弱。
Well, ask God to show you the hope of his resurrection power.
让神能够俾你睇到佢复活嘅大能。
Whatever's bothering you today,
无论今日有咩事阻碍你嘅时候，
to show you his glory.
让你去睇到神嘅荣耀。
Remember, the only people who get an answer is that there are people who admit that they're spiritually blind.
他唯有那些去承认自己属灵上面是盲目的人，才会真的看到属灵上面的一切。
And that's the reason why we can sing to the Lord a new song.
所以唯有是这样做的时候，今天我们在神的面前可以对他唱一首的新歌。
I don't know if I have this on the last slide. I forgot if I put it on there or not. Yeah, I do. This is from the hymn, O for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. It's one of the latter stanzas 12. And we're going to sing this after the message. It says there in stanza 12, Hear him, ye deaf, his praise, ye dumb. Your loosened tongues employ, ye blind, behold your Savior come, and leap ye lame for joy.
约翰为查理卫斯理佢一首嘅诗歌吓，我应该会唱嘅赞美主奇妙救赎。佢讲到就话嗰啲去聋嘅，让佢得到听见；嗰啲去愚拙嘅，让佢能够可以赞美神；嗰啲系盲目嘅，让佢睇到神可以嚟到；嗰啲瘸腿嘅，让佢哋因为神嘅缘故可以去跳跃，去可以去歌唱。
You see the beauty of God's grace today, then you can sing this new song to the Lord.
因为神嘅荣美，好似今日我哋可以向神去唱呢个新歌。
Father, we thank you for your word.
主，我哋感谢你嘅话语。
And we thank you for revealing the person behind your word, the Lord Jesus.
亦都将喺你嘅作为后边嘅耶稣基督向我哋显现出嚟。
Help us all to see better today spiritually.
让我哋今日喺属灵上边睇得更加清楚。
When we see better, we can do better.
当我哋能够睇得清楚嘅时候，我哋可以做得更加好。
And so help your church today to move forward in a life of faith.
让我哋嘅教会能够喺呢个信上边做得更加好。
And to pick up our cross and to follow him.
我哋可以背起呢个十架去跟随你。
Help us to see, O Lord, today.
让我们今天能够看到，看见。
For we ask that in the name of Jesus.
是奉主耶稣基督的名义求。